Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy added 1.4 million jobs last month, slightly more than most economists had predicted, but slightly lower than the nearly 1.8 million jobs added in July. The Labor Department says the jobless rate fell nearly 2% to 8.4%, surprising analysts who'd forecast only a slight decline from July's 10.2% rate. In Texas, Fort Hood's commander has been formally removed, but an earlier plan to transfer him to Fort Bliss has now been canceled by the military. General Scott Eflint has been in charge through a string of soldier deaths at Hood and accusations that sexual assaults were swept under the rug. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar sits on the Defense Appropriations Panel and says the move by the Pentagon sends a strong message.
I mean, I support the military, but I hope there's other repercussions, because I don't think it was an isolated situation with a commander.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump's denying a published report that claims he made insulting remarks about fallen American soldiers. An article in The Atlantic yesterday reports that the president called dead soldiers losers and suckers after he canceled a visit to an American war cemetery in France 2 years ago. The president tweeting he's never called fallen soldiers anything other than heroes. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler is looking for a new place to live. A few nights ago, demonstrators and rioters broke into the building in the Pearl District where his condo is located.
I'm going to find an arrangement where I will not be jeopardizing other people's health or safety.
Wheeler hasn't said where he's going to move to, only that it won't be near other families. Wherever he moves, his address by law must be made public. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A Missouri man is going to federal prison after tossing a Molotov cocktail into a local health center operated by Planned Parenthood. Wesley Castor was sentenced yesterday to 5 years behind bars without parole after pleading guilty last November to one count of maliciously using explosive materials at that facility in Columbia, Missouri. He says he committed the crime because Planned Parenthood provided reproductive health services at that health center. The White House trying to clear up something that President Trump said earlier this week. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has more.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany insisted that President Trump wasn't suggesting people break the law when he encouraged voters to test the system by voting both by mail and in person. She told Fox News that Trump was telling voters to, quote, verify that their mailed ballot is counted in the upcoming November election when he made the comments on Wednesday. She went on to accuse Democrats of seeking a, quote, whole new fraudulent system of mail-in voting by trying to expand access to mail-in ballots during the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
and all-time Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings returning to the show, not as a contestant this time, but now as a producer of Jeopardy. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Live.
Hey, it's what we do, and we do it for you because this is a show of, for, and by the people. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. John Zemarek joins us now. He's a senior editor of Stream.org and got lots to talk about. Hey, John, I thought that the whole situation with Nancy Pelosi and this salon gate was a real teaching lesson to our kids, because you could tell our kids, you say to them, you know, you say to the 7 and 8 year olds, you see, when you respond the way you do and you want to accept responsibility, but you don't, you kind of sound like this 80-year-old leader of the House of Representatives. You don't want to sound like her. So you got to make sure you're either upfront, you tell the truth, or you better come up with a better excuse.
That's right. When you're going to be scapegoating the weak and throwing your power around like a mafia don.
Yes.
Gosh. I mean, the billionaire leftists who rule over us, it's really kind of staggering.
Did she even hear herself in her comments? I mean, it was like, it was painful, John. I'm going, how old is this woman? And you know that she can't even just say, okay, look, you got me. No, I've been set up. Oh, I want to apologize, but, you know, I was set. I mean, come on.
I think this might have been a serious enough political blow that it forced the left to play their Trump card with this fake story about Donald Trump insulting World War I veterans.
Well, now, where did that come from? I mean, is that out of nowhere?
I think that came from a never-Trumper. From some neoconservative who Trump foolishly hired early in his term, you know, one of those bad hires like Nikki Haley that he never should have made, or Mattis, and I think that they remembered what he said about John McCain, which was dumb during the campaign, you know, when he said, I like the pilots who didn't get captured. Yeah, that was dumb, and they said, well, you know what, this is the kind of thing he would say. Well, and when we really need to, when we really need to slam him, we're going to say that.
Yeah.
So I think, and I don't think anybody's ever going to go on the record and claim that they heard it. Let's remember the same people who told him. See, he should have, when this World War I thing happened, he was supposed to visit the cemetery, and his staff said, no, you can't go because it's raining.
Right.
He should have blown through and said, no, I'm going. I'll take a car if I can't take a helicopter. Mm-hmm. Whoever it was that told him, no, you can't go, it's raining, that's the person who's leaking it. That's the person, and they were setting him up.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a real setup as opposed to the salon gate setup later.
Right. And remember that the people he hired tried to remove him from office using the 25th Amendment.
Yeah.
And Nikki Haley knew about it and didn't even warn him about it. So, I mean, Trump, if he has a weakness, it's that he doesn't insist on loyalty from the people around him. If he has an old enemy and that enemy starts flattering him, he gets all happy and he trusts the person. That's the one, you know, character weakness I would point to in Trump, which is why he had people like Reince Priebus and Nikki Haley and other neocon warmongers all around him.
Exactly. Well, John, in at stream.org, you address this issue of Kyle Rittenhouse and Antifa cry bully arsonist. When they found him, I'm talking about the arsonist, Commander Red, in the fetal position. But before we get to that, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Facebook has determined that Kyle Rittenhouse is being accused of a mass murder, and because of that, they are canceling and erasing any kind of reference to Kyle.
That's right.
Any fundraising and that sort of thing.
And Twitter banned Lynn Wood, Nick Salmon's attorney who took on Kyle Rittenhouse's case. Twitter banned him for 2 days, and he had to agree not to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse. In what kind of country is a defendant not allowed to have a defense? Are his attorneys not allowed to pursue his defense or to talk about his case and defend him in the public eye when the media is lying about him? You see, they have to suppress the evidence. Mm-hmm. They have to rig this case because it is so obvious that Kyle Rittenhouse was an innocent man and, in fact, a hero. Here's a young man who saw on television that the city next door, Kenosha, businesses were being burned. He saw this old man trying to defend the business he spent 40 years building from a mob of Antifa communists using just a fire extinguisher. And he saw the old man get beaten down on the street. So he goes the next day and joins a bunch of other people. They've got a sort of a citizen militia there, and some of them have rifles, and he's skilled in using a rifle. They give him one, and from what I've been trying to piece this together, these radicals were trying to burn down a gas station. Now, exactly. If you set a gas station on fire, that can burn an entire neighborhood with all that gasoline. That will start a fire that will spread like literally like wildfire. He and a small group of other patriots were trying to defend the gas station from arsonists. The arsonists, some of whom had guns, at least one of them shot at Kyle. They separated Kyle, who's a 17-year-old Eagle Scout kid. They separated him from the crowd. He's running away. One convicted pedophile who had raped a 9-year-old is chasing him, tries to hit him with a skateboard. Kyle Rittenhouse falls on the ground. The guy's swinging him with the skateboard. Another convicted felon is shooting at him. Kyle somehow manages to get off enough shots with his AR-15 and only hit the people who are attacking him. No one is bystanders. He didn't even break a window. And so now he's being charged with first-degree murder. Here's what's going on, Bill. They don't want other Americans turning out like Kyle Rittenhouse to fight back against their politicized militia that is Antifa and Black Lives Matter. The Democrats are using these thugs in the street to terrorize Americans the way they used to use the Ku Klux Klan and the way communists use political thugs in Cuba and Venezuela and Korea.
John, this is so obvious. Are the people seeing this, I mean, for real and understanding? Because,
They're not seeing it on the mainstream media. They might see it on Fox. Thank God for people like Tucker Carlson telling the truth and columnists like Michelle Malkin who have been writing about it. I was one of the first people to write about it at stream.org. The Kyle Rittenhouse is a genuine American hero. He was there doing medical care. He was offering first aid to Black Lives Matter protesters who'd been injured by pepper gas and rubber bullets. He was there with a fire extinguisher putting out dumpster fires that the Antifa terrorists had set, and that's what really infuriated him. They wanted the fires. He was putting the fires out, so they decided to kill him. He killed several of them, and good for him.
Well, and the other thing, too, which is quite clear, again, relating to the Democrats' lack of opposition, obvious lack of opposition to what's going on, it's been brought out time and again that for 4 nights during their convention, only crickets, John.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what does that say about the Democratic Party? Ladies and gentlemen, you got to connect the dots. I mean, who are you going to trust here? I mean, our country is at a tipping point, and if patriots do not take a stand here for the good things and the noble things of our U.S. Constitution, we're going to be run over. We've got more from John Zemerick after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Keeping the
the spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with the one and only John Zemarek from Stream.org continues. John, we were talking off the air briefly regarding the attorney for Rittenhouse and how he's been censored, so to speak, by the powers to be. I mean, this whole situation with Facebook and all these social media tech giants and how they're controlling the narrative, and it doesn't stop there. I mean, it's everything. I mean, including this election cycle. I mean, here we are worried. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to pass on some good news that if Kyle Rittenhouse, they raised like $600,000, almost $1 million for Kyle Rittenhouse's defense already, despite all these people trying to stop him. And if you want to help, go to Google the Fight Back Foundation, which is Linwood's foundation that he created to help Nick Sandman. Fight Back Foundation, you can contribute. I gave $500, and I hope everybody will chip in.
Exactly.
If they can imprison a young American for defending a community from mass political violence and thuggery and arson and murder and intimidation. Remember, these people were marching around Washington, D.C., going up to people eating at outdoor restaurants, demanding that they repeat Black Lives Matter and hold their fist up in a communist salute, or they beat them up in our nation's capital.
Right.
The police not doing anything. When these blue state mayors refuse to defend innocent citizens from political violence by thugs on their side of the political spectrum, that's exactly what the Nazis did. The Nazis came to power because local German governments would not enforce the law against the brown shirts. When the brown shirts and the communists would fight in the streets, the police would arrest everyone. They would let the brown shirts go. They would put the communists in prison. That's precisely what the Democrats are doing in city after city. If any Trump supporters defend themselves against political violence, they're going to prison, but they'll try to let their own thugs off. Just last night, the Antifa guy who murdered a Trump supporter in Portland, we had to send federal U.S. marshals to arrest this guy, and he shot at them until they killed him. So I'm glad the taxpayers won't be supporting this thug for the next 40 years, and he won't be releasing memoirs from prison that get published by the Atlantic Monthly.
Yeah, and here's Aaron J. Danielson, the 39-year-old who was shot at point-blank range by Reinhold law enforcement... I'm sorry, go ahead.
He was an unarmed, peaceful Trump supporter who was murdered by one of these thugs.
Yes, and doing what many people of faith would want to do, and he had the courage to do. That was to go with a group of others to pray over the chaos, to pray over the situation that was there, has been going on for, what, near 100 nights in Portland.
So if you dare to show up and pray, these communists might kill you. And which magazine? I think it was Vice magazine.
Yes.
Was doing a fawning profile of this guy, presenting him as a hero. Kyle Rittenhouse is charged with first-degree murder. There is video of him falling on the ground, being swamped by three guys, one swinging a skateboard, one shooting a gun, and they're charging him with first-degree murder, which is what they would have charged Lee Harvey Oswald with if he'd lived.
Exactly.
Premeditated murder, it's purely political.
Without a doubt. And his attorney is clear, and others have seen it. There's been other investigations that have said clearly this is self-defense issue. And the other thing is that Facebook has decided that this is, number one, a mass murder. They're squelching off any ability of support, whereas in the other incident, Blake, for example, Jacob Blake, do you know how much money they've raised for him?
For the guy who raped his black girlfriend, called the police on him.
Yes.
And I have another piece that
it's almost $2 million.
Wow.
For the rapist
whose father is a fanatical anti-Semite and got a private meeting with Joe Biden to talk about the Jewish world conspiracy. I mean, the left is not bringing their A game, or maybe these are the best people they have.
Mm-hmm.
But think about Jacob Blake's victim. That's not the person you're going to hear about in the media. You're going to be like, oh, poor Jacob Blake. He'll be in a wheelchair. It'll be harder for him to rape because the girls can get away. Poor Jacob Blake.
Yes.
I mean, it's staggering. I just hope more Americans take advantage of their Second Amendment rights while they have them. I actually armed up. I now have an AR-15. I'm having trouble finding a lot of ammo.
Yes,
but before
that's right.
The Democrats take mm-hmm. over and take away our constitutional rights, people need to arm up. And I hope people, there are thousands of Kyle Rittenhouses across America. And the next time the Democrats and their thugs attack a city, I hope thousands of Americans show up and do what Kyle Rittenhouse did and protect cities from these thugs. Because when a Democrat mayor pulls the police off the streets and lets the thugs take over, he's effectively making the thugs into the police. Mm-hmm. He is giving them the monopoly of violence. Then Black Lives Matter or Antifa are the government. And when they try you, it's right there on the street. They are judge, jury, and executioner, mm-hmm. as they were to that Trump supporter they murdered and other people they've beaten up. They, you know, you don't have a lawyer. You don't have presumption of innocence. But remember, they don't want that for Kyle Rittenhouse either.
If no, they
could do to General Flynn what they did, if they could do to Donald Trump that impeachment hoax, just think what they'll do to you if they can.
Yeah, we talked with Carter Page, John.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
look what he went through. And he's, you know, this guy was, you know, he was involved with the Trump administration on a minor scale. And he's gone through, well, you know, all kinds of hell and what have you. To your point about guns, John, I don't know if you saw this, but first time gun owners have grown to nearly 5 million in 2020.
I'm one of them. I hadn't even held a loaded gun before in my life before March of this year. And now I have an AR-15 and I'm practicing at the range. And I'm
good.
Quite good.
I was going to say,
I'm
get some training. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, that's the thing is that people, when they do get a gun, that's one thing. But the other thing is you better know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what happened. You know, we see things like what happened with the McCloskeys. If they didn't have an AR and the wife didn't have a pistol, even though they didn't know the firing pin was not installed correctly and so it wouldn't have fired. But nonetheless, the fact that they even had weapons on display dissuaded the hundreds of, you know, terrorists, I mean, a domestic terrorist that had broken into their community. And, you know, there could have been devastation, but the McCloskeys are still fighting this. I mean, just for protecting, doing something that's commonsensical and guaranteed by our Second Amendment right.
They want us scared. They want us taking a knee, holding up a fist, obeying the party cadres. It really is shockingly like Maoist China. Well, why are we surprised when the founder of Black Lives Matter says, I am a trained Marxist?
Yes.
A trained Marxist. Well, what did the Marxists train people how to do? Political intimidation, thuggery, and the use of anodyne, appealing slogans to lure people into supporting communist policies. My next article going up at stream.org is called Why I Won't Say, quote, Black Lives Matter, unquote. Mm-hmm. I believe black lives are sacred as anyone else's, but I'm not going to use their phrase. Their phrase, their magic slogan. They want you to say it because it's like it's you're offering allegiance to mm-hmm. their communist organization, to their cult, to their Jim Jones style cult.
Exactly.
Don't
well, it's
do
at
it,
the
don't play.
When you say that, it's at the expense of other lives. Clearly, that's what this is all about. I mean, you heighten them at the expense of all other lives. That's why they don't want to hear all lives matter.
And they don't care about black people. They're communists. Communists
yes.
don't care about one group or another. They only care who's useful to the Communist Party. That's all they've ever cared about. Ask the victims of Marxist regimes in Africa and Asia and Europe. They don't care about any group of people because they don't think any lives matter.
Well, John, we're at a tipping point here, and we may be entering into something close to martial law in order to get control of this. And I think Donald Trump has been judicious and careful not to necessarily make that move, but we're bordering it, don't you think? We only got about 5 seconds left, so.
Yeah, absolutely, and we need to be ready. Citizens militias, folks, form them.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Favored by students and young adults, Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance banking account provides clients with ways to help them establish and maintain responsible money management skills. Christian Baumfalk, Bank of America.
Developing smart financial habits like budgeting and saving is essential, especially during these uncertain economic times. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping young adults and students succeed by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, as well as educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
More than 2 million clients now use Advantage Safe Balance Banking, which allows them to bank without overdraft fees. Students under the age of 24 are also eligible for a waiver to cover the monthly maintenance fee on both the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account and the Bank of America Advantage Savings Account. For more, visit bankofamerica.com/student banking. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/student banking.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy added 1.4 million jobs last month, slightly more than most economists had predicted, but slightly lower than the nearly 1.8 million jobs added in July. The Labor Department says the jobless rate fell nearly 2% to 8.4%, surprising analysts who'd forecast only a slight decline from July's 10.2 rate. In Texas, Fort Hood's commander has been formally removed, but an earlier plan to transfer him to Fort Bliss has now been canceled by the military. General Scott Eflint has been in charge through a string of soldier deaths at Hood, and accusations that sexual assaults were swept under the rug. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar sits on the Defense Appropriations Panel and says the move by the Pentagon sends a strong message.
I mean, I support the military, but I hope there's other repercussions, because I don't think it was an isolated situation with a commander.
This is U.S. Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, the challenge that we face right now in the midst of all this chaos is not to lose our heads when everybody is losing theirs, right? There are some positives to be drawn out of all this. If you observe and breathe a little bit. Don't get too excited. You know, we need to make wise choices, especially when it comes to our education and what we've been able to experience right now in terms of, you know, the words that we're hearing from public school unions and teachers and this sort of thing. It's quite telling, isn't it? And it really reinforces the idea that educational choice for Americans of all ages should not only be a personal liberty, but an incredibly rich value proposition to all Americans. This is according to Belinda Kaiser. She's a member of the Asian Pacific Americans for Trump Advisory Board and Vice Chancellor of Community Relations and Student Advancement for Kaiser University. Belinda, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, I'm right with you on this. I'm very, this is something that I've appreciated most of my life early on. I was very blessed. My parents had put me through Catholic school. I was raised by, I say often, I was raised by nuns for the most part. That was back in the days when you had more nuns than lay people.
and was the most incredible experience, that educational process. I mean, we had classrooms of about, you know, average size, maybe about 55 kids. Unlike in public classrooms, anything over 25, the teachers get a little nervous. But, you know, the nuns, I guess maybe because, you know, you really understood the fear of God or the fear of the nuns. you were well disciplined and you stayed in line and you learned your lessons, you know. So all that to say, though, my experience with private school and having choice as opposed to public school, I know for myself firsthand.
Well, Bill, I have to say that I can appreciate everything you're saying because I, too, am a product of public and private education. And I truly believe, as our president has said, I think so eloquently, that a child's zip code in America should never determine their future. Mm-hmm. And when we look at our economy, under his watch, we had one of the most robust economy that this country has ever seen. And he has focused on what I believe will make a tremendous difference, and that is school choice. Mm-hmm. If you look at unemployment in the U.S. today, it's hovering around 8.5%. And if you look in my home state, where I've lived since I was about 9 years old, at about 11.5%, we must give individuals at any age, to your point earlier, the choice to pursue talent development at any age in an environment that they believe best meets their needs.
And I believe the outside benefit of this, I mean, right now I know the teachers unions, public school teachers unions are fighting this issue. It's going to cause them to up the game. I mean, the reason they're in scrutiny right now is because they're not delivering. For all the money that we've poured into the public school system, what kind of results, what kind of return have we been getting for that investment?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I'll try my best to answer it from my life's work, frankly. I am part of Kaiser University. We have 20,000 students, 42 years in Florida, same accreditation as the state university system, in fact, 2 year all the way up to PhD level. And I can tell you that our grad rate and our retention rates rival our community colleges. In fact, in many cases, far exceed. And one might ask why. And my belief is, as well as the state university system, and again, that's a picture taken at a spot in time. We certainly mm-hmm. have, and let me be clear, we have wonderful public institutions and private institutions. However, to your point, it is a competitive world, and so as we make these investments, either in our own education or we support through our tax dollars, because please keep in mind, and Bill, you and I both know this, mm-hmm. you know, a private institution is not supported by the taxpayer. Right. And so as we make these investments, how well do our children do? How prepared are they for college? And if you're pursuing nursing or a particular degree program, you want to make sure that you're adequately prepared for the world of work. And so I can tell you that that's something that I'm very focused on and am very grateful that our president has made a priority.
Well, exactly. And again, I'm a free market person. I believe in competition. And what has happened, and this has always been my experience with the whole union concept, is they're so concerned about security and, you know, just kind of one size fits all type of mentality. And in my business experience, I never found that to work. I see it promoting mediocrity. And I feel for those teachers, those outstanding educators who rise above and are somehow pulled back into the fold of mediocrity, because that's got to be like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction, just screeching at them and so painful, because they're held back when they know in classrooms there are certain things that they should be doing for the benefit of those children that they have for that year or for that semester, and they're handcuffed not to do that, and they have to follow the party line. And the party line, I mean, you would think the public school system and the teachers and administrators would come together in such a way and saying, look at Can we do better with what we have here? What are we doing that is not giving us the kind of results? I mean, because the evidence is empirical, Belinda. I mean, you can just look at the evidence and see what we're doing. I mean, for all the money we pour in to education and America on an international scale, we're just we're barely lucky to make it in the top 30 of all the countries. That's ridiculous.
Well, I absolutely share a similar view. And let me say this, that the market demands good competition. And to your point, we want to make sure that we protect the free market, because I think that's one of the liberties that we value, which is that freedom of choice and trusting our choices. And when you talk about data, and I appreciate this conversation, Bill, because it's not always out there. But if you look at higher ed, I can share with you that private colleges and universities in the state of Florida, and I, of course, that's my home state, produce 25% of all our science, technology, engineering, math degrees, 30% of our baccalaureate degrees, and 40% of our master's degrees. And then if you look at K through 12, a study in 2019 demonstrated that through the Florida Tax Credit Scholarship Program, that the students who actually receive the funding to go to a school of their choice, so a private school, experience lower rates of suspensions and absences and higher standardized test scores in reading and math. So clearly, the market demands different choices depending on, one, your goals, and secondly, your academic needs. Finally, I'll just say this. One of the things that we really focus on, and I think this makes us a bit unique at Florida, Kaiser University, is foundational skills. We have a writing math. We have a math lab. A student can go at any time. We have a dress code. We have an attendance policy. When I attended Florida State, and I'm proud of my alma mater, I was allowed to wear jeans. Well, you won't be wearing jeans at Florida State at Kaiser University.
Yeah. Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think that, you know, again, dressing for success, things that you and I learned, you know, as we grew up, and somehow they got lost in translation with this new culture. And but, you know, look at the professionals of today. Yes, I mean, in some cases, you know, there's some unique expression of dress and that sort of thing. I kind of like what Zig Ziglar had to say one time. He was asked by some people going, hey, look at, you know, how come you're not hiring all these new kids? And you know, and with all their new expressions, you know, with tattoos and metal and everything all over them. He says, you know, I have to say I admire their creativity. He says, but I can't hire them because I'd have to spend 75% of my time explaining them to everybody else.
Well, you know, there is a discipline and a structure, and I believe that one of the things that I learned a long time ago, actually early on in my career, is listen to the employer. So to
yes.
your point, employers appreciate. We have 1,000 business advisors that guide us in terms of our curriculum, whether it's nursing. And we are the second largest producer of nurses in the state of Florida.
Well, Belinda Kaiser has been with us. Thank you, Belinda.
Business owner, and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy. Hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564, 800-750-3564, 800-750-3564, that's 800-750-3564.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tee or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about the millennial vote. It's going to be, there's no doubt, every vote is going to matter, and it needs to count with, you know, fingers being pointed from both sides. Is he cheating? No, he's going to cheat. He's going to cheat more, this sort of thing. It really puts a lot of pressure on this upcoming election cycle that we're now starting to end, come into. Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family, she's the director of Young Adults and the host of The Boundless Show, is with us right now. Lisa, how you doing?
Hey, doing okay for a Friday. Good to hear you.
Hey, it's good. The weather out there, not so frightful in Colorado? We're all good?
Well, it's hilarious. We came off of 90s, and we're expecting like a temp of 29 on Tuesday or something.
Wow.
So life in Colorado, that's how we play here.
It's an e-coupon ride, isn't it? When it comes to, I mean, it's like so dramatic. I mean, it's like, let's not find something in between. Let's just go to the bottom as quick as we can, right?
Exactly. We're no Minnesota, but still, you know, we have our dramatic moments. So,
exactly. Yeah. Well, good. Well, I was just talking about, you know, how important this election is and about all the threats of mail-in voting and voter fraud, even more so than ever before. I mean, all kinds of scenarios that are just putting, I believe, a lot of fear into the bloodstream of the body politic, which I think for young people, especially those, I remember the first time I voted when I was allowed to vote and legal to vote. It was just really an exciting period of time, and at the same time, it was a bit, was a bit threatening, because there's so much that's asked of you as a citizen, and we want to make sure that everyone, including millennials, are prepared and they have some anticipation of what they're going to be faced with, because if they haven't read the propositions, especially the way these propositions are written up in some of the states, it can be daunting and confusing for them, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very, you know, I think a lot of times people write off young adults, you know, millennials and now Gen Z as just frivolous and all they care about are celebrities. But my goodness, my audience is extremely angst-filled right. over the election because they want it. They take it seriously. They want to make good choices. They feel either uninformed or that they're being poorly informed. They're trying to find the right sources. And so it really is, you know, a lot of import for them. And they're kind of like, okay, who do I trust? What do I do? I don't really know where to go with this.
Exactly. And against what our founding fathers had commanded is laws or proposed laws should be written up in such a way so they're easily understood, not like what we had to experience with Obamacare, 2,800 pages of gobbledygook. Did you ever try reading that just for fun? I mean, that could be a semester study is reading Obamacare, doing something that I think less than five elected Congress people and senators read, but maybe if we did that for, you know, just for a semester or two, and just see how many heads would explode.
Yeah, Bill, I brought it on a beach vacation one time and just, you know, poured over it during, no, just kidding.
You didn't lay it out there for the seagulls to, you know, drop bombs on? No, okay.
I try to figure out who in the world my local judges are and how do I pick, you know, correct ones. That's the, you know, blows my mind every time. How am I supposed to figure that out? So.
Well, they know how to play the vetting game. You know, a good friend of mine in Los Angeles, Craig Huey, he's got a great resource called electionforum.org where he does all the vetting on the proposals from a biblical worldview. And I highly recommend that for those that are in California. The problem we have is in other states. I mean, there's other resources that give you a general context and they do a fairly good job. Craig does a very in-depth analysis on proposals, including judges, and it's hard to bet these officials, particularly the judges, because they know how to play the game, and they keep it as mysterious as possible so that you really don't know who you're voting for, which I got to tell you is very unfair.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's difficult, and that's where I'm saying, for someone, you know, some people are way into this. Some of us are just, like, trying to figure out, like, where do I get the right information? I mean, I've tried, you know, in due diligence to, you know, I feel like the era is beyond us where you can actually get just general, like, impartial news reporting. Mm-hmm. So I get sources on both sides, including the extremes, in my box every morning. And usually by 8 a.m., I'm already worked up by what I've read there.
Right.
Feeling like, you know, who's just going to tell it to me straight? And that's why, you know, here I am talking every day to a young adult audience, Bill, and these are people that don't remember 9/11. I mean, for those of us that are older, this is difficult for us to grasp, that there are young people of age to vote who don't remember 9/11. And another thing is they don't often have the whole concept of, you know, patriotism and remembering history. I mean, many of them don't even have a grandparent with a strong tie to having served in a war in this sense. You know, maybe Vietnam, some of them, but that's it. And so they're kind of grasping for, you know, I care about my country, but what does that mean? What does it mean to care about the issues, to care about the people and our history? And all they're seeing is the chaos on social media right now, and it's getting them frustrated.
Well, and even more so, speaking of social media, they're blocking information now. You know, whether it has to do with the president or if Facebook determines that, they are the sole arbiter, if it doesn't agree with the WHO or whatever higher power they've determined to follow at some time other than the United States of America, if it's not shadow banned, then you could just get banned altogether.
Yeah. Well, and that's true. And that's why it's just, you know, it becomes like this quagmire of stuff you're trying to sort through and figure out, you know, where do I go with this? And then, you know, they're asking questions that many of, you know, their parents and grandparents can't even answer. You know, to have faced an election like the one we're in now with the extreme vitriol with, you know, not that there hasn't been contention and craziness in the past, but feeling like, okay, what is, you know, where do I go with the issues? Does character matter? To what extent does it matter? How do I need to care about someone's Twitter feed or not? And what, you know, and so this person seems nice. This person endorsed this person. And so you kind of, you know, are like, wow, I want to make a good decision. I want to honor God in this. Where do I go from here?
Exactly. Well, and the thing, you know, I guess to some degree, the good news is that there seems to be a very clear binary choice. And you need to understand, I think probably the first thing I would tell them to do is, you know, look into the party platforms. That will tell you a lot. And then, and just ask as you go through the party platforms, is this something that honors God? Is this consistent with anything that I know about the Bible? And you can begin to discern, you know, how your vote needs to be directed. That's what I recommend. There's also a group that I was involved with and that we had contributed to, Lisa, that might be of value. And this is on a national platform. And this is through the FRC Action, site. And, they're involved, associated with the Family Research Council. And we did a one sheet, which is valuable because it's in English and on the opposite side it's in Spanish. And it's the 2016-2020 party platform comparison, you know, issues sanctity of human life, redefining marriage, international abortion, LGBT agenda. This is an invaluable resource on a federal and national context. Locally, you're right, it's going to take a little bit more work for these millennials and a little bit more guidance, but you have to know that regardless, even on a local level, if somebody is, they say they're a Democrat, then you can look to the party platform of the Democratic Party and say, okay, I mean, this person is local, but, this is going to be a force that is going to, you know, influence their judgment and direction, right?
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, again, and I try to remind them as well, because, again, they get so caught up in the emotion of it, and if clearly people on both sides are screaming at one another and whatever, and I remind them, you know, that story in the New Testament of Jesus saying, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. In fact, we just published an article on Boundless that we titled Politics Without the Passion, and this idea of, we need to not treat the election like the Super Bowl, where we're just rooting for our team. And if our team doesn't win, I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, Christians, Bill, who say, if my candidate that doesn't get elected, I'm going to have to move to Canada, or I'm going to, you know, this hand-wringing, throwing up. And the thing is, you know, only God's kingdom deserves our complete allegiance and deserves our passion. Everything else is what represents the heart of God, what is good for the country, what's good policy. Look at it, do your research and figure it out, and then vote according to that. But don't get so caught up in your future and your well-being being dictated by a candidate or a party platform.
Yeah, Barbara Streisand, I think, threatened to move after George W. Bush got elected to be president. And the U-Hauls never made it there. You know, so many people have threatened to leave. They're definitely leaving New York these days as quick as they can. But that's a whole nother issue altogether. But, you know, the other thing to consider here, especially for people of faith, and this has always been a disturbing number for me, Lisa, is that only 50% of those in the church, Christians, will register to vote. And of those that register, only 50% will actually vote. That is a disturbing issue, especially in light of what you just said earlier, in that Jesus himself said, you render to Caesar the things that are Caesar and to God the things that are God. And here we are. I mean, we've been given a clear command. Are we going to be obedient to that command?
Yeah, we need to participate in the process for sure.
Without a doubt. Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family. She is the also the director of Young Adults and host of The Boundless Show. All the best to you, Lisa. Great job over there. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. We love it.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
With more